I don't think it casts a shadow. And if it does, it's only temporary. We have a lot of momentum going. We have a lot of different programs that reach into all aspects of the city operations. These things happen. You read about them in the news and hope they don't happen in your area, but we have a higher percentage of them happening right now. And we're dealing with them accordingly. Hope to put that behind us and get back on track.
What are some of the projects underway in Waterville?
The redevelopment of what we call the old Price Chopper Plaza. Price Chopper has moved, across town and caused a vacancy there. A company that owns the balance of the mall there has got plans in place to redevelop that. We have a retired ladder factory being converted into apartments, 62 units. We continue to get people willing to look at investing both commercially and residentially in the community, despite the fact that we are in the high 90% built out and don't have a lot to offer as far as open space. So we're focused on repurposing what we have and making that fit into the theme of the city.
When you heard the arrest of both officers, what were your thoughts?
I guess the original thoughts were with the victims in the case, their family and friends and such, and with the officers themselves, hopefully that they get a shot to defend themselves if that's possible, and if guilty, they pay accordingly, and we can focus on the friends and family if they and hopefully they remain in the city and stay on as residents.
There are some who regret that 787 was ever built, especially in Albany, because it cut downtown off from the river. Do you feel the same way in Waterville? Does 787 get in the way of waterfront development and waterfront projects?
You'd be lying if you said it didn't. It's a physical barrier. It happened when I was a young boy, so didn't really give it much thought. And as I grew up, it was always there. We had a small piece of the riverfront carved out in our riverfront park. I think we're maximizing the use of that. We've got a seasonal barge restaurant there. We've got a pavilion for picnicking. We installed docks for non-motorized boat launching. RPI crew is home there. Also, it's a great spot for fishing. So we're maximizing what we have, but we lost, a mile or so of coastline. So in this push now to get back to the river, we don't have a lot of options. We are exploring things like connecting it with the bike path that connects to the Corning Preserve. That's a project that would be nice to connect and then perhaps have more riverfront access. But other than that, we, absent of them pulling 787 out of there, there's not really any chance for us to get back there. So I guess we're focusing on what we have.